The price of gasoline, while sliding a bit lately, remains basically high. That may put a crimp in Americans' travel plans as the peak of the summer driving season approaches. From members station KUHF in Houston, Andrew Schneider reports.
Houston is home to one of the world's greatest concentrations of refineries. The development of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, means the area is processing more oil produced in Texas than it has in decades. Output from the Gulf of Mexico is up as well. If there's anywhere in the country where drivers might expect to find some relief at the pump, it's here. But near downtown, a gallon of gas runs $3.55, even at a competitive corner where a Shell and a Phillips 66 station face off against each other across the street. That price is just a bit below the national average of $3.60. And while gas prices have slid a bit in recent days, they generally have been high this year.
I'm actually quite dumbfounded.
Azam Zakaria is vice president of Lone Star Petroleum, a family-owned company that owns and operates 15 gas stations in the Houston area. He's been in the business for nearly 30 years, and he used to assume that more oil would mean lower prices. Numbers released Wednesday from the U.S. Energy Information Administration show commercial crude oil inventories are up 250,000 barrels from last week. Most experts had been expecting inventory to fall by twice that amount. Despite the growing supply of oil, the price of crude continues to hover near $100 a barrel, helping keep gasoline prices high. When there's this much of a disconnect between prices and oil reserves, it's often tempting to blame oil speculators. And Zakaria isn't immune.
Just to be blunt with you, I think that it's commodity now that is being exchanged at the Wall Street. I don't think that price of barrel truly reflects, you know, the price of the barrel.
But industry experts generally cite unrest in the Middle East as a key reason why oil prices remain at relatively high levels. Violence in that region could, at any moment, disrupt production or transport. That makes a lot of people want to buy oil now and stockpile it. Jim Burkhart, vice president of oil market research at IHS Sera, says he's actually surprised prices aren't even worse, given the spreading violence from Syria's civil war.
If you look at the turbulence of the Middle East and look at the oil price, you could wonder, gee, why aren't oil prices higher? And one very important reason why that's the case is this very strong growth in production from the United States.
But a lot of that additional domestic oil is being turned into diesel fuel to support global trucking fleets. Matt Piotrowski, Washington Bureau Chief for Energy Intelligence, looks at it from the refiner's point of view.
If the margins are better for diesel, both inside the U.S. and also outside, they're going to want to maximize their output of diesel instead of gasoline.
So this summer, U.S. drivers are faced with these realities. They're driving more fuel-efficient cars, and their country produces a lot more oil. That holds down gas prices. But in a world so thirsty for oil and still so dependent on producers in the Middle East, it's hard to really restrain prices at the pump. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.